Unitarian Universalism draws from many different sources. And as such, you have days like today where several sources overlap in some really intriguing ways. Today is our Flower Communion, one of two communions that most of our churches celebrate, where we bring in our plants and our flowers to represent our place in the community, and each of us selects a flower at the end to take home. Today is also, in the Christian liturgical calendar, the Feast of Pentecost, when the gifts of the Holy Spirit descended on the people, and they were each blessed in their own way. In the Wiccan liturgical year, we are celebrating the turn of the wheel, and we're looking at summer. So we have these marvelous crossovers all happening at one time. And while at first they don't seem to fit very well together, they do, surprisingly well. As I was thinking about how the idea of Pentecost fit with our flower communion, it struck me that that is exactly what I am looking at. Over the course of this year, each of you has brought your gifts to this church. The ways that you have been blessed by the Holy Spirit, or the spirit of humanity, or the spirit of your parents' genetics that have been passed down to you. And you have brought your gifts and the things that you have to this church. And you have shared them bountifully and wonderfully. You've helped one another. You've helped the church. That's as close to the idea of Pentecost as I've ever seen. Today, you've brought these plants from home. Not cut and dying, but living and green. Alive in the world, just the same way that those gifts of the Spirit were alive in the idea of Pentecost. May these plants be a reminder to you always that you do not live alone and in isolation, that you bring gifts to the table, and that gifts are given to you in return. May they remind you each time you see them that you are part of a far greater garden of love and support and growth. May they remind you that you are blessed and that you bless in return in your own way. May they bless you. In the words of Dr. Norbert Chapek, who is the founder of our flower communion, I bless these flowers and plants which we have brought to share with one another. And I bless the gifts that you bring to this church and that you bring to this world and that you will continue to bring. Infinite spirit of life and love, spirit of humanity, we ask thy blessing on these, thy messengers of fellowship and love. May they remind us amid diversities of knowledge and gift to be one in desire and affection and devotion. May they remind us of the value of comradeship, of doing and sharing alike. May we cherish friendships as one of thy most precious gifts. May we not let awareness of one another's talents discourage us or sully our relationship. But may we realize that whatever we can do, great or small, the effort of all of us is needed to do thy work in this world. I think his words were pretty darn good. We are better together. We are stronger together. We can do more together. It's time now for us to share in communion with one another. And I ask that as you each in turn approach the tables, do it quietly, a little reverently maybe. Do it mindfully and with a sense of thought, a sense of how important it is for each of us to face our world and one another with honor and gentleness and justice and love. And I ask that you select a flower or plant different from the one that you brought that particularly appeals to you. This has been a challenging year in our country. No matter who you voted for, no matter your politics, no matter your beliefs, no matter where your religious beliefs weighs, it's been a toughie, folks. Since November, we've all been holding our breath, trying to build bridges across all kinds of divides and hold on to one another through our differences, to allow one another the spaces to move without insisting we be alike. We have walked through fields of fire, and we are going to keep walking through them. We're going to walk for justice and for strength and for equality. We're going to walk for love. We're going to walk for racial equality. We're going to keep walking. Let these flowers remind you of that walk, how different we all are, and yet we can be here in this place together. We can give each other that little bit of space we need, that little bit of understanding, that willingness to say, I don't get it. Could you tell me a little better? And maybe we can learn to take that out into the world, to say to that person we disagree with, I don't get it. Maybe you could tell me a little more. I still don't get it. Okay, I don't like it. I get it. But I don't hate you. Maybe that's the best we can do sometimes. As you take your chosen flower or plant, take time to see it, to really see it. Note its shape and its beauty. Handle it carefully. It's a gift that someone else has brought to you. It represents that person's unique way of being in the world. It deserves your kindest touch. It's there to remind you to be human, to love, and to share. And that's pretty important. So let us share in this Unitarian Universalist communion. I'm going to ask this side to start first, if you all would just start coming past. As they finish the middle and this side, go ahead and get up. If you see something you absolutely must have or it will break your heart, please go ahead and come up and get it. Who am I to stop?